Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, verse number 20. Anyonyam asit sangjalpa uttama sloka cetasam koravendra pura srinam sarvashruti manuhara. Absorbed in the thought of the transcendental qualities of the Lord who is sung in select poetry, the ladies on the roofs of all the houses of Hastinapura began to talk to him. This talk was more attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in all the Vedic literatures, the goal is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. So that's 15th chapter, 15th verse. Vedaischa sarveraham eva vedya. Factually, the glories of the Lord are depicted in such literature as the Vedas, Ramayana, and Mahabharata. And in the Bhagavatam, they are specifically mentioned in respect to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, while the ladies on the tops of the houses in the capital of the kings of the Kuru dynasty were talking about the Lord, their talk was more pleasing than the Vedic hymns. Anything sung in the praise of the Lord is Shruti mantra. There are songs of Thakur Narottam Dasa, one of the acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, composed in simple Bengali language. But Thakura Vishwanatha Chakravarti, another very learned acharya of the same Sampradaya, has approved the songs of Thakura Narottam Dasa to be as good as Vedic mantras. And this is so because the subject matter. This is so because of the subject matter. The language is immaterial, but the subject matter is important. The ladies, who were all absorbed in the thought and actions of the Lord, developed the consciousness of Vedic wisdom by the grace of the Lord, and therefore, although such ladies might not have been very learned scholars in Sanskrit or otherwise, still, whatever they spoke was more attractive than the Vedic hymns. The Vedic hymns and Upanishads are sometimes indirectly directed to the Supreme Lord, but the talks of the ladies were directly spoken of the Lord, and thus they were more pleasing to the heart. The ladies' talks appeared to be more valuable than the learned Brahmana's benedictions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here we see the importance of sincere devotion, and that supersedes all technical expertise, because the sincere devotion of love for Krishna is actually the goal of life. When we are no longer preoccupied by other considerations than glorifying the Lord with statements of pure love and devotion. So, therefore, Krishna explains in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that this pure devotion is the only thing that attracts him. And therefore he says very emphatically, that mai avesa mano ye mam nitya yukta upasate shadaya pariyopetas te me yukta tumo mata. This is the 12th chapter, 2nd verse. It says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and are always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. So, Vedic mantras are perfect, but the prayers of the ladies that were standing on the roofs of the buildings in Hastinapur is most perfect. And in the purport, this chapter begins with a question by Arjuna, where he's asking, what is more perfect, those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested? So, this is the Vedic evidence given by Krishna himself that his pure devotees are more perfect than the impersonalists who worship his non-perceptual, impersonal form called the Brahman, effulgence. So, in answer to Arjuna's question, Krishna clearly says that he who concentrates upon his personal form and who worships him with faith and devotion is to be considered most perfect in yoga. For one, in such Krishna consciousness, there are no material activities because everything is done for Krishna. A pure devotee is constantly engaged. Sometimes he chants, sometimes he hears or reads books about Krishna, or sometimes he cooks prasadam or goes to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna, or sometimes he washes the temple or the dishes. Whatever he does not let a single moment pass without devoting his activities to Krishna. Such action is in full samadhi. So here is a clear opinion of Krishna, and his opinion or matam is the final word. So if we want to be dear to Krishna, then we should follow this instruction by the Lord. He says, Yetu karmani sarvani maya sanyasamatpura ananyaneva yogena mam dayanto pasate te samaham samudharta mritya samsara sagara bhavani nachirat parta maya vesita chetasam. So he says, 12th chapter, verse says 6 and 7, that those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Prita, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So now we see that not only are these ladies in Dwarka, they are very intimate devotees of Krishna because they're following the mam dhyayanto upasate. They're always worshiping the Lord and engaged in his devotional service, meditating upon him, having fixed their minds upon him. So this is the pinnacle, the zenith of Krishna consciousness, when we can fix our mind on Krishna and not have any other thought other than to please the Lord by our service and our words. And therefore, the words of these ladies were even more valuable than the learned brahmanas' benedictions. And they were more pleasing and attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. So nothing can replace sincere love and devotion for Krishna. This is the be-all and end-all of devotional service. So, there here it says, the purport of this verse meaning 6 and 7 of 12th chapter, is that a devotee does not need to practice Astanga Yoga. Astanga Yoga is mystical yoga. Yes, there's an example of it right now. You want to do that again? Yeah. In order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets, the responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself becomes the deliverer. Mom, so that means, he says, Te samaham samudarata mitya samsara sagara. That means that he becomes the swift deliverer of his devotee from the ocean of birth and death. He clearly states here that he himself becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure. Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once, riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence. Although a man who has fallen in the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert in swimming, he cannot save himself. But if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he is easily rescued. Similarly, the Lord picks up the devotee from his material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. Any intelligent man should always prefer the process of devotional service to all other paths. In the Narayaniya, this is confirmed as follows. Yavai sadhana sampati purushata chatustaye taya vina tadapnuti naro narayanashraya. The purport of this verse is that one should not engage in the different processes of fruitive activity or cultivate knowledge by the mental speculative process. One who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can attain all the benefits derived from other yogic processes, speculation, rituals, sacrifices, charities, etc. That is the specific benediction of devotional service. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, a devotee of the Lord can approach the supreme destination easily and happily, but this destination cannot be approached by any other process of religion. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita stated in the 18th chapter, Sarva Dharmam Paritya Jamami Kamsaranam Rajaham Tvam Sarva Pape Pyamukse Syami Mahasucha. One should give up all other processes of self-realization and simply execute devotional service and Krishna consciousness. That will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. There is no need for one to consider the sinful actions of his past life because the Supreme Lord fully takes charge of him. Therefore, one should not futilely try to deliver himself in spiritual realization. Let everyone take shelter of the Supreme Omnipotent Godhead, Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So we're very lucky to hear this today. Prabhupada's superlative purports. And therefore, Krishna says, Maya eva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya niva sisyasi mayi eva ata urvam nasam sayaha. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. So this is a description of these ladies on top of the roofs in Dwarka, and they're speaking very choice words and glorifying the Lord. And therefore it says that the talks of the ladies were directly spoken of the Lord or about the Lord, and thus they were more pleasing to the heart. The ladies' talks appeared to be more valuable than the learned Brahmana's benedictions. Gaura Premanandi, Haribo, 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 Jai. Any questions, comments? Repeat that last sentence. Yes, so, well, Krishna is the source of all knowledge. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. He is expanded as the Supersoul, and the Supersoul is the source of all knowledge. So when you, or any of us, fully transfer the thoughts of our minds and the actions of our body and our desires to pleasing Krishna, then he reveals knowledge to you. He gives you knowledge, as he's saying, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. I will give that this knowledge to you. It's revealed from the heart. Therefore, these ladies are simple ladies, but they're able to speak beautiful words that are even more relishable than the or attractive than the hymns of the Vedas, because Krishna revealed to them. So this is what we have to understand. Knowledge is not something learned. That's a mistake. Knowledge is something that is remembered. And how do we remember? Well, we've already had many lifetimes, right? Millions of them. So, therefore, it says, those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. So, here it says, a person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but still, if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna, from within, gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him, to Krishna, without difficulty. There it is, right there. Krishna from within. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. This is the qualification in order to get that internal revelation. This is revelation theology. It's not academic study. Right? He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. There it is. Okay? Tesam vanakam partam aham agyanamam tama nasayami atmabhavasto gyanadipena basvato. To show them special mercy, Krishna says, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Okay. So all knowledge is coming from Paramatma. So the atheists are very, very smart, brilliant people, right? That knowledge is also coming from Krishna. The atheists, yeah. But they're so smart, they delude themselves. Yes, but the atheists have another problem. Their problem is mogasya moga karmano moga jnana vicheta saha rakshasim asarim jaiva pakritim mohinim shrita. It's a very important verse. If you have any desire to become an atheist, you should know this verse. 9th chapter, 12th verse, which says, those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. So this is a verse for the atheists. They basically cut their own throats, or in other words, they dig the grave in which they fall into and die. Sometimes you see these gangster movies. So the gangsters take another gangster out into the countryside. They give him a shovel and they say, dig a grave. And then they say, now get down in the grave. And then they shoot him. And they say, so the demons and the atheists, they're digging their own grave. They're cutting their own throats. because their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their cultural knowledge are all defeated. Okay, so if you have any thought of becoming a demon or an atheist, first read this verse so you get a clear idea where you're going. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Namah Shivaya. Which verse? Yeah. The Vedic teachings are sometimes indirectly directed to the Bhagavad Gita. Often the Vedic teachings are directed to the 10:10, is that the one? Or 10:11? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.